This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top story is first. President Vidya Devi Bhandari confers honorary titles, decorations and medals on various dignitaries contributing the nation. Health Ministry urges all not to gather more than 25 people at one place to prevent the next wave of coronavirus infection. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un urges citizens to prepare for a difficult crisis. Now the news in detail. President Vidya Devi Bhandari has conferred honorary titles, decorations and medals on various dignitaries who have contributed in various fields of the nation. A special function was organized at Presidential Palace in Sital Nivas today to confer them various titles and decorations. Among the decorated are late Madan Mani Dixit, former Minister late Rabindra Prasad Adhikari, Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Jangha Bahadur Rana, and Professor Dr. Dibya Singh. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged all not to gather more than 25 people at one place, thereby creating crowds to prevent the next wave of coronavirus infection. The ministry has appealed all people to strictly follow public health protocols. Health Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said that the public appeal was made to strictly abide by health safety measures and not to overcrowd in view of possible outbreak of the second wave of COVID-19. The spokesperson Dr. Gautam further clarified that no recommendation was made so far to close the educational institutions, movie theatres and party palaces. He said the discussion would be held in the meeting of the COVID-19 Crisis Management Centre on the preventive measures to stay safe from the new variant of COVID-19. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba has called a meeting of NCP Maoist Center and Janta Samajwadi Party to discuss the recent political developments. President Deuba's personal secretary Bhanu Deuba informed that the meeting has been called at 3 this afternoon in Deuba's residence in Budanilkand. And NC top leaders are also reported to have been called in the meeting with Maoist Center and Janata Samajwadi Party. The vote counting of the election of the Federation of Nepali Journalists FNJ that was held on Wednesday is still ongoing. The Federation's election committee informed that the vote counting in some districts is still underway despite the completion of the counting ballots in some districts. The FNJ had adopted the direct voting system this time in which 13,122 votes were cast to elect the new leadership in the district chapters, province committees and central committee. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has urged the citizens to prepare for a difficult crisis following human rights groups' warnings that the country faces dire food shortages and economic instability. Speaking at a party conference, Mr. Kim appeared to compare the situation to an infamous deadly famine in 1990s. North Korea has shut its borders due to the coronavirus pandemic. And it has also brought trade with China, its economic lifeline, to a standstill. This is also on the top of existing international economic sanctions over Pyongyang's nuclear program. Earlier this week, Mr. Kim had warned the country faced the worst-ever situation and the unprecedented numerous challenges. The U.S. has blacklisted 7 Chinese groups it accuses of building supercomputers to help its military. It is the first move by the Biden administration to make it harder for China to obtain U.S. technology. On Thursday, 3 companies and 4 branches of China's National Supercomputing Center were added to the U.S. blacklist. A South Korean flagged tanker and its captain detained in Iran in January have been released, the foreign minister in Seoul says. Iran seized the Hankook Kemi near the strategic strait of Hormuz, accusing it of violating pollution rules. All the 20 crew members were set free in February, apart from the captain. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Read Nepal Fudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. President Vidyadevi Bhandari confers honorary titles, decorations and medals on various dignitaries contributing the nation. Health Ministry urges all not to gather more than 25 people at one place to prevent the next wave of coronavirus infection. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un urges citizens to prepare for a difficult crisis. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Fudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.